Owen, cup run an end. I guess, though, you can take great heart from the fact that two of the most expensive players in the world and the most valuable players in the world needed to come on to knock you out. How are you feeling after that?
Well, I think they came on to obviously score a very good goal from their perspective, disappointing from ours, but we certainly still did enough not to be, to your phrase, knocked out. We've performed very well today, such a high standard. But what we've got to make sure is that level of performance, as it was at Sheffield Wednesday the other night, to be fair, is of the same game in, game out. And if we do that, we win enough points to secure that safety. But that's what we've got to keep bringing every game.
You talked in the build-up about being at your best and your opposition maybe having a slight off day to get the shock. It certainly looked like that for a little while, didn't it?
Well, I've got to say, I mean, I think if Manchester United had an off day, they would have been out. But I thought they actually played very well and we had to withstand pressure at different times. Not so much goal-scoring chances, but pressure around the edge of the box, because at any given time, they can produce something magical. So we withstood that. I think Jason Steele did a good save early on. But you know, when we look back at the chances we had in the game, some great football and really posed them problems. And that was pleasing to see. I've also got to say, I mean, and I've said this before, I said it on the TV, but it's very important. I mean, the atmosphere that was generated at Ewood by the Blackburn Rovers fans today was outstanding. And I want to thank them for that on behalf of the staff and the players, because it makes an unbelievable difference when they get behind the team as they did from the first whistle to the last. And we certainly understand there's been trying times over the last number of years at Blackburn Rovers, and it's important that obviously everybody has a voice that has to be heard for what they need to say. But it's also important when we're at Ewood, as I've shown today, when they get behind the players, it makes such a difference. It's a remarkable difference, and we obviously go to Burton on Friday and then into three home games, and if we can generate that atmosphere that we had today, then that will stand us in good stead for picking points up and kicking one.
I know you've spoken in the past about the players giving the fans something to cheer and the fans cheering the players to do things. That was a prime example of that, was it, in the first half?
Yeah, it was, but even prior to the goal, the fans were so much behind them and roaring them on. I think the players responded to that scoring. I've got to say, a wonderful goal, a team goal. I mean, it was outstanding, and that's the quality of play we have. So as I say, you know, we've got to keep continuing that again. No getting away from it. We need to be better in terms of the will. It's Manchester United, but I still think we've given up a couple of goals that maybe we could have avoided in different instances. But we've also got to accept the quality and the pace they have and the finishing power in Rashford and Ibrahimovic. But there was a lot to be pleased about, so that's what we've got to use to move forward and kick on from there.
Does it very quickly draw a line under the result and take the positives from the performance and move into the next game?
Yeah, listen, for me, I said to the lads, we're obviously doing a press now, and once we're finished with that, then that's it. The focus is only on Friday. The players will be back in tomorrow for a recovery session and then get their minds on and ready to go. Hopefully, as I said before, we can start in the next few weeks to build up a healthy squad. We want one or two coming back. We were decimated today by injury and suspension, but the players that came in are really showing their quality. And, you know, and then even on a side note, when Jose brings on Ibrahimovic and Pogba, and we introduce obviously Willem Tomlinson and Conor Mahoney from the academy, and the quality of both of them was outstanding in the game. So that's really pleasing to see, and we know moving forward we've got one or two others coming in the back of them. You know, Stokes came in and I thought he did well and all, so the subs did very well, but it was great and pleasing to see the two young kids coming in and perform at such a high level.
Can this be a really big boost to your league campaign?
Yeah, we said the other night after Sheffield Wednesday, when everybody knows we're robbed blind, it was there for everyone to see that we had to use that to move forward, and we did that today. And what we've got to do now is put the two of those together and move that into Friday, and we're ready to go and win a tough game. Burton did a great result yesterday, all credit to them, but we've got to be ready to go there, win that game, and then obviously we've got three games at home coming, some games in hand and what have you, and be ready to capitalise on that.